Amen. I want to speak to you all tonight about communing with the Holy Spirit. I believe that this is something that sometimes gets kind of ignored, if you will. Some people don't even know how to commune with the Holy Spirit. I believe sometimes we don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Some people don't even know who the Holy Spirit is. But the Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead. We know that, right? There's a Trinity. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is part of the Godhead. Amen. And there's some specific directives we've been given about the Holy Spirit. And I just want to just briefly talk about some of those things tonight and sort of shed some light on some things that I think will help us in our walk, but also help us as a church. So this morning I was I had lots of flowers from my birthday and flowers from the event that we had left. And I took them home so they wouldn't just be wasted here. And I was sitting on my couch doing my devotion, and I kept smelling something. It just smelled kind of odd behind me. It was kind of rotten smelling. I thought, man, what is that smell? And it was my flowers that I had brought home. They were just from Sunday. And I thought, why do they stink already? It was just Sunday that I put these in water. So I went over to the sink, and I was pulling out what I thought was worthy to keep. The flowers that looked like they hadn't died yet, but the water that they were sitting in was just nasty. How many know what I'm talking about? And the water was nasty, but then the stems were kind of soggy and green and yucky. And I thought, I don't think they're going to be able to last. Even if I try to put them in clean water, they've been sitting in this yucky water. And so the Holy Spirit started speaking to me, and he said this. He said, what is beautiful today needs refreshing and newness of life tomorrow, or it will become stagnant without the daily watering of the Spirit. And so he started talking to me about the communing with the Holy Spirit. And I, you know, we're Word of Faith people. How many know we're Word of Faith? We're strong in the Word. We're strong in getting in the Word. We know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We know that it's important to speak the Word only. We know that there's life and death in the power of the tongue, all the things about the Word of God. And I'm not denying those things. Those things are all valid and very important. But unless we involve the Holy Spirit in what we're doing, there's no revelation. The Word of God is just words. It's the Logos, but we need a Rhema word. And the Rhema word comes from the Holy Spirit. And we have to have His influence, His directive in our lives. Amen. When I sing on stage, different stages have different ways of hearing music. In our particular setting, we don't use monitors or wedges, as some people refer them to, as we used to, where you just stand in the front and you can hear everybody on the wedges. That's my preference, because I like to be able to hear everybody. But we have these in-ear monitors, they're called. You can actually get them to fit. Pastor Steve had a pair that he went into a place and they actually poured a mold into his ear, or poured a whatever into his ear to create a mold, and he had them formed to fit his ears so he could hear specifically. And then this box, we can put what we want to hear in that box. I can put, you know, if I want to hear Larry, if I want to hear Pastor Steve, guitar, if I want to hear piano, each one of the voices I can hear myself. So if I get up here and just put just me in those monitors, which some people do that, it's really difficult to blend. It's really difficult to follow the lead singer or the leader. There's actually, we use tracks most of the time, some of the time. And there's a lady on there with a click that she tells us where to go. She's like, verse one, chorus, you know, we're ending the song. You know, there's specific words for each thing. It gives us a directive on what to do. If I have her turned down, if the click is turned down in my ears, I don't know where I'm going. Especially if I have things in my ears and I'm only listening to what's in my ears. And what's turned up in my ears is giving me direction. You see where I'm going with this. So I have to, it's important. And I, at one time, I thought, I just need to hear myself and just the music. And I've tried to do it that way. But the problem with doing that is I don't need to just hear myself. and this is part of what we encourage our team, don't just get up there and you just blare out singing loud, because we don't just need to hear you. We need to hear the team as a whole. We need to follow the lead voice, but we need to blend. There needs to be a blend, and we're still working on those things. We're not perfect at it yet. But my point is if I have ears to hear only myself, then I'm not going to be able to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. I need to be listening for the lead. See, I'm created to follow. I'm created to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, I might be created to be a leader, and most of us here are, but I have to know who I'm following to be able to lead others. I've always told my kids, you guys were created to be leaders. Every one of my kids are leaders. You're going to lead good or you're going to lead bad, but you're going to lead. So you better decide what you're going to lead. Lead well, please. And so it's important that we have ears to hear the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. There's a greater one. The word says that the greater one lives within me. If there's a greater one that's living on the inside of me, then there's a lesser one somewhere. I don't need to be listening to the lesser one. I need to be listening to the greater one on the inside. Amen? But some folks have got their ears tuned in to the lesser one. Why would we want to hear the lesser one who's going to lead us astray when we need to hear the greater one who's going to lead us down the way? Amen? We heard it this weekend. There's a wide way, but the way that we need to go is the narrow way. And few are those who follow it. You know why? Because they're listening to voices. Lots of voices in their ears. Lots of things in their eye gates right now. The gates, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the voice. Lots of voices coming in with social media. Lots of voices. Behind those voices are spirits. There's a spiritual world out there. There's spirits of darkness, and there's spirits of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of light. And the spirit of light leads us into all truth. So it's important what your ears are tuned into. We're to be tuned in to the greater one, the one that's living on the inside. So many people don't know that there's a greater one on the, even as Christians, there's an inward leading. There's a guide on the inside. See, in the Old Testament, they had to go to prophets. They had to go to different ones to hear the word of the Lord, to have a leading. But when Jesus went on, he said, it's important that I go so that the greater one, the Holy Spirit, can come and live and abide on the inside, because he's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your strengthener. He's going to be your standby. He's going to be your intercessor. He's going to be the one that's going to help you get through life. Can you imagine Jesus said, it's better that I go? It's better that he go, the Messiah, it's better that he goes so the Holy Spirit can come and abide. So we have a guide on the inside. We are not without help. But are we looking at the one that helps us follow the lead? He's the leader. We need to follow his lead. Amen? Amen. My husband just texted me. Let me see what you said. Well, you're my leader. I'm following my lead. Okay, tell me. Just tell me. When you mix things. Oh, that's good. Yeah, thank you. Just interrupt me if you need to. So when you're mixing this, a lot of times we think, oh, I can't hear myself. I can't hear this. So we want to turn everything up. And before you know it, you get distortion. You have to turn some things down in order to hear what needs to be up. Did I say that right?
When you're mixing, it's more critical what you're turning down than what you're turning up most of the time.
That's good. Thank you. So when you're mixing, it's more important what you're turning down than what you're turning up. Amen? So praise the Lord. So there's an inward witness. Our spirit has a voice, and there is an authoritative voice in our life, and that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. So we need to turn towards the greater flow on the inside. There's a greater flow for us to follow after. Amen? He's a perfect gentleman. He's going to wait on your permission. He's not going to invade your life. He will not move, speak, or guide unless invited. Amen? He's waiting on you to invite him. He's a guest. He only comes when he's invited. How many go to people's houses uninvited? Hopefully not. You go only when you're invited. And also, I thought about this. When you go to a doctor, and then you tell the doctor you have a need and there's something wrong, does he just throw you any kind of pill? Well, here's a pill. No, he gives you a prescription. There's something specific for your need, right? So the Holy Spirit knows what you have need of. He knows specifically what is the best thing for you for the moment, for the time. But are we listening? Are we looking? Do we have ears to hear what he wants to tell us? And then I thought of this. You know, Mike, you know when you get your medicine and it says children under a certain age only take this much, and if the adults can take this much. A lot of times there's an adjusting in what we need to do with hearing the voice and what he tells us to do. Maybe you're just doing too much of something or not enough of something. There needs to be an adjustment in the prescription of what he's wanting to do in your life. But there has to be a constant inward flow. And hearing his voice, when there's a flow, then you'll know. And a lot of people walk around not knowing what to do. And I thought of it this way when I was studying today. I thought, you know, the reason why so many people are looking to social media is because they're not looking to the Holy Spirit. They're not listening on the inside. There are so many voices telling you what and what their opinions are and how to do it. And they're leaning on their own understanding. And the Word talks about it. We're not to lean on our own understanding. But in all our ways, all means all, we're to acknowledge him. And the Word says, and he will direct our paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's not my notes. But anyway, so sometimes there's a heightened feeling. And that's not God. That's a feeling. We're not led by our feelings, although we have feelings. He's given us feelings. But the only way we can know the difference between feelings and spirit is to be listening and following each and every day. Usually, the leading of the Holy Spirit will come from the Word of, well, it will come from the Word of God. If you get a leading, you say, where is that found? And that's the prescription. The Lord will say, well, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You'll have to test it with the Word of God. You don't just say, oh, well, I have a feeling. I'm supposed to move to Africa next week. Well, really? If my husband came and told me that, I would say, give me some scriptures. Let's pray in the Spirit. I need a confirmation. I need to have a feeling on the, not a feeling, but a confirmation from the Holy Spirit that, you know, this is the way, walk ye in it. I need more than just a feeling. I need to know that it's God. Amen. So following, I love this. Pastor Nancy says this, following the Holy Spirit is not an earning. It's a turning. We don't earn it. We turn to him. And the more we turn to him, the more we'll hear him. The more we hear him, we'll follow. The more we turn to him, the better we will follow him. Amen? So, amen. So, we're not equipped to lead our own lives. We are equipped to follow. I love that scripture, that one of your favorite ones. What is it? He always causes us, he leads us into triumph. He always causes us to triumph. And that scripture itself says he leads. Well, leading is indicative of someone following. He's leading me, but am I following? Because a lot of people say, well, I should have triumph in my life. Where's the victory in my life? Well, are you following what he's telling you to do? And I'm just going to say this. This is a leading, not just your spirit man, but it's your soul and it's your flesh, spirit, soul, and body in every capacity. I just had a discussion with someone on the phone last night via text, and they were asking me about losing weight and stuff, and I said, well, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you have to surrender your body. The world will give us tools. There's tools out there that helps us. Tools are a great thing to help, but tools are not the only way, because you can lose weight and turn around and gain it again tomorrow. If your body is not in submission to the Holy Spirit, you've got to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. I'm right now trying to make sure that I'm following all this cake and stuff that we had this past week. I'm like, dear Lord, this is not following, you know, it's for temporary, it's for a moment. But then we got to get back on the path. I can't just stay doing what my flesh wants to do, right? And this isn't all areas. This isn't just food. This isn't all capacities. Because if my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, then I need to surrender everything that I'm putting on the inside, everything, media, everything that I'm looking at, everything that I'm fellowshipping with, everything that I'm talking about, everything, not just food. So every area of my life has to be submitted to the Holy Spirit, not just spiritual things, but natural things and emotional things. So when we're treating someone a certain way, if we're talking about somebody, if we're mad, if we're angry, if we're frustrated, if we're touchy, is that a way that my body is surrendered to the Holy Spirit? Love isn't touchy. Love doesn't look at a suffered wrong. Love doesn't remember things that have been done to it that have been wrong. Doesn't revel when others grovel. There's so many things that love does and doesn't do, and that's a part of our surrendering our temple. That's a part of our acknowledging that He is in control of my life, and it's a continual surrendering. Amen? We're going to mess up. This person I was talking to, she said, I get so frustrated at myself. I get so mad at myself. And I said, well, if you're living under condemnation, you're never going to get free. Because the enemy uses condemnation to keep us in bondage. Where there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So I have to remember who I am in Christ so that I am aligned with who Christ is in and through me. Because then my flesh is dead. Like she talked about over the weekend. If you see a dead man up here, he's not going to respond to you coming against him because he's dead. So I don't respond to offense. I don't respond to getting upset. I don't respond when somebody makes me mad. And these are all areas that were a work in progress. How many have this down? And if you raise your hand, you're a liar. Every one of us are working on this area, right? We're a work in progress. Amen. So let's look at some scripture. How many are ready to look at some scripture? Gosh, the time goes so fast. 1 Corinthians 13:14. This is Paul's benediction to the church or the believers in Corinth. And this is the English Revised Version. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. I love this part because it says the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. The communion. The communion means communicating with or traveling together, transporting with. Communicating with or traveling together. How many have traveled with people? Y'all have never traveled with anybody? We've traveled with people. We're communicating now. But in addition, this verse refers to communion, which has a deep implication of two important meanings. One, fellowship, communion. It refers to intimate fellowship. Without fellowship, there's no faith with power and victory. We have to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit to realize who we are in Christ so that we have an understanding that we're not trying to get to victory. We already have victory because of Christ living on the inside of us. And the second meaning is partnership. How many like to be in partnership with somebody? When you become married, you're in partnership, right? You do things together. You think the same way. It's called doing business together, doing business in partnership, to participate in or to work together as partners for the same purpose and to share joy, sorrow, victory, and trials. We are partners with one another. We're partners here in this church, right? We call our membership partnership because we're joining together with one heart and one mind in unity to do what God's called us to do here in this area in Liberty Hill, right? To bring glory to God, to grow and go into the world. Amen. That's a partnership. But when we do this, you know, our whole global system consists of transportation and communication. Would you agree? My brother he's involved in communications. That's part of what he does with his engineering degree, communications. All of our living, and our sister here in the back, she's a part of that too. She does communications, yes. She's a communications engineer as well. So all of our living is dependent on communion and communication. Would you not agree? And it's constant and essential for our well-being. I thought if anything were to happen to any kind of communication right now, if we were to shut down the grid, if our transportation were shut down, we'd have issues with food, we'd have issues with electricity. We found out some things during the whole COVID thing. There was a lot of things that we were like, wait. And then when we had that freeze, it was like, wait. You know, we kind of all shut down. Where's the food? Where's the toilet paper? You know, all the things that everybody went through. That is a part of what we have to have, a constant. It's an essential for our well-being. Would you not agree? But it's daily. It's daily. And just like that water in that vase that has to be daily renewed, we have to have a daily communication. We have to have a daily response. So likewise, the communion of the Holy Spirit, there needs to be a daily traveling, a daily and a constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It's essential for our spiritual well-being. Can you say it's essential? It's essential for my spiritual well-being. Say that. It's essential for my spirit well-being, spiritual well-being, yes. So the measure of our faith, this is, and I'm going to just show y'all, this is where I got this information from. I've been reading on the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to just give it to you as well. How many know who David Yonggi Cho is? The Holy Spirit, our senior partner. Some of this came from here, following the Holy Spirit, Pastor Nancy Dufresne. It's just some really good things about the importance of following the Holy Spirit, communing with the Holy Spirit. It makes you more mindful. You know, what you focus on, what you magnify is what's going to manifest in your life. So it's important that we focus on the Holy Spirit, because I want him to be in manifestation in my life. How about you? Especially when you're doing, what do you call that you do? Anesthesia? Did I say it right? Anesthesiologist. I don't know if I can say it. I don't want to receive it, but anyways, anesthesiologist. When you're doing that, what? Anesthesia. Did I say it right? Okay. You guys know what I'm saying. When you get the shot that numbs you and knocks you out, you got to know the Holy Ghost. You got to know the Holy Spirit to help you. My daughter had, what do you call that thing when she had epidural when she had her babies. I never had that. But one of them, they did it wrong, and she started to pass out. And I thought, oh, my gosh. She goes, I'm getting dizzy. And I thought, oh. So it's important you know the Holy Ghost. He can lead you and help you in all things. Amen? So this is David Yonggi Cho. He says, the measure of your faith is in direct proportion to our communion with the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The measure of your faith is in direct proportion to our communion with the Holy Spirit. I thought, well, Lord, I thought our faith came by hearing the word of God. And he said, yes, but it only comes because the Holy Spirit reveals the truth. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. You can read, there's people that read the word all the day long, and they don't know what they're reading because they need a revelation. So you need the Spirit, and the word and the Spirit, the truth and the Spirit to reveal what the truth is saying to you. Amen? So letting the Holy Spirit direct one's life isn't always easy. How many can concur with that? Sometimes it's not easy. You have to, what, deny yourself? You have to deny what you think and what you feel and what you want. You know, I love what Joyce Meyer's, what about me, what about me, what about me? She does that whole robot thing. And a lot of times we want what we want. We want to think what we want to think, and we want to do what we want to do. And we think we know it, and we think we're right, and no one else can change the way we feel about it. And by gosh, this is my opinion, and I have a right to my opinion. But maybe your opinion is wrong, and the Holy Ghost is knocking on your door, and he's saying, I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in and let you know there's some changes I want to make in your life, but you're being so stubborn and bullheaded that I can't get in because you think you know everything. Amen? And so this is the importance of, it's kind of what I shared with the women, the importance of keeping your heart right. Sometimes we might have a heart condition, we don't even know it's there. Like Pastor Steve had some issues, didn't even know it was there. But the Holy Spirit reveals all things. He'll reveal the truth to us if we'll keep our heart. What it does when we're looking to him, it keeps us out of pride. It keeps us in a place of humility. It keeps our heart right before him. We're humble before him. We're saying, I need you in my life. If we don't need him, then we don't need anybody. We think we can do it in and of ourselves. And who are we yielding ourselves? Who are we looking to teach us? The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our guide. He leads us into truth and out of lies. Amen? Amen? Are you awake? All right. So through the communion of the Holy Spirit, we receive spiritual blessing. This is how we express our deep desires. We talk to him. We express the needs in our life. The Holy Spirit does not help us commune with God. If the Holy Spirit does not help us commune with God through prayer, we can't even pray properly. We need his help to even pray. If the Holy Spirit does not lead our hearts in grace and love, in that scripture that I read, our faith is merely the faith of dead words. We have to have the influence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us commune with the Father. Otherwise, our prayers would be like that of the Pharisees, totally lacking in life. That came out of this book. So how many have ever prayed and you're like, man, this just feels like there's no life in this? We've all done it. It's because we need the help and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Sometimes we try to put all these words together and make it sound so flowery and so nice. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather just be truthful and honest before the Lord and say, God, I just need you to help me. Even the disciples said, help us. Help us to know how to pray. Help us to know what to say. We need your help. We don't need to be like a Pharisee and just, our Heavenly Father, you know, and get up here and say all these things that are just plastic and mean nothing, right? All right. So Romans 8:26 says, so too the Holy Spirit comes. Sorry. Translation amplified. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. He comes to our aid. Sometimes we need help. And bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, not how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Holy Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. How many have ever prayed like that? That's intercession. You get into that place where you just can't even say anything, and there's just there's a sound that comes up from your spirit, man. That's happened to me a few times where I just haven't been able to even speak. One time is when my mom was going through cancer, and I was praying for her, and it was like there was just this unspeakable burden that just came up on the inside, and it was like I had to just yield to that. But the Holy Spirit was helping me because I didn't know what to say, but he knew exactly what to say and how to get me to that place. So Jesus himself understood that our greatest help and success comes by following the Holy Spirit. In John 16:7, it says, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say, this is amplified, when I say it is profitable, it's good, it's expedient, advantageous. It's to our advantage for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, then the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. I love what one pastor said, one teacher of the word. He said, God came up with the plan. Jesus purchased the plan. But the Holy Spirit leads us through the plan. He leads us in and through the plan. So do you see how important it is that we allow him to do his part? So a lot of times we get preoccupied with the word, which we need to be occupied with the word. We get occupied with prayer, but we can't pray without him. Where are we without the leading of the Holy Spirit? Where are we without him speaking into our life? And I'm not just talking about tongues. I know there's some people that don't pray in tongues, and it's important that we do. But just the leading, that impression on the inside, the Holy Spirit talking to you and speaking to you and you listening to what he has to say. Those things are important. Amen? I'm just going to share something, and I'm not going to go into great detail, but last year, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about what was going to happen with Pastor Steve. And I'm not saying this to glorify me. I'm telling you this as an example. Because, I mean, if we're not being led as your pastors, then wouldn't you be concerned? So the Lord told me there were some things that were coming. The word says that he'll show you things to come. And I didn't have fear. I didn't get anxious. I wasn't afraid. But the Holy Spirit said it was coming to be praying over the family. So I've been praying, and then a week before it happened, I remember looking at my stairs as I was walking up the stairs, and the Lord said, it's coming, be ready, when he went to the hospital. I did not shed one tear through that whole thing. I never hesitated. I never was afraid that he was going to die. His heart was in failure. well, that's a heart failure. What? That's a, you know, those are big words. But I knew all we had to do was God was going to part the sea, and we just had to walk and get through to the other side. We just had to go to the other side because he had already prepared the way. I had already prayed. I already knew we were going to the other side. I already knew we'd have the right people that he would. I'm telling you, there's so many things about the story I don't have time to get into, but insurance being in place, different things being ready, all the things. The Holy Spirit led us through it directly. I'll just say, we didn't have insurance. We've not had insurance for 20 years. We've been healthy, trusting God. Praise the Lord. 6 weeks before that, I told him, I said, we need to get some insurance. Well, you were saying it to me too. We were both kind of, we got to get insurance. So I made some phone calls. We got it in place like the weekend. Well, while we were gone, there was issues with it. They had to verify some things that it was our account. So we were like, I hope we got insurance. But it was, everything was just like that. Just step by step, the Holy Spirit led us. And so it's important. It can mean your life. Sometimes God will use natural things to keep you out of spiritual pitfalls. Sometimes the devil will use natural things to make you fall into pitfalls. That's why you got to be led. We had a situation. I won't go into great detail with this. We had a couple ladies that were upset at me about something I had said. I was sick. I didn't have a voice. I'd come back from singing at a meeting, and I was not feeling well. I walked into a meeting because people were demanding to see us, and I was not in a good place spiritually, physically, and the devil took advantage of me there. They really laid into me, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared spiritually because I was physically tired. You have to be careful that you're not physically tired, physically sick, in a place where the enemy will just attack. You have to stay built up because he will look for places in your life to try to attack you. You have to. He's an enemy. He looks for places that he can devour, for people he can devour. He's looking. He's seeking after places in your life. That's why we have to be led by the Spirit. We have to listen to that inward voice, and we have to obey what God tells us to do. Amen? Okay. As a pastor, as a teacher of the Word, we endeavor to teach people to follow the Holy Spirit. We both do. Rather than to lean on the help and the faith of others, which a lot of people do, it's the social media thing. We listen to what other people say, what somebody else did. You know what somebody else did in their life is not the answer for you. What somebody else does in their church is not the answer for this church. We have to be led by the Holy Ghost for this church. These are your pastors. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit and what these pastors are, he's your senior pastor, but what he's feeling led to do. We can't just compare. Well, they're doing this and they're doing that and it's successful for them. Well, if the Holy Spirit tells us to do that, we'll do that. But we're not going to be led by what the Holy Spirit's telling somebody else to do, because we got to be led by what he's telling us to do here, right? We have people come to us and tell us, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, do you do that with your home? Do your children come up to you and say, I want to stay up till midnight. I want to be on social media for 8 hours. Well, if I let my kid do everything he wanted to do, we wouldn't follow the Holy Spirit in our life. And I'm not calling you kids. I'm just saying there's an order. There's an order that God's directed for us. And we're being led by that order, by the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so we have to trust that. We have to trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in times of opposition, in times of difficulty and testing, we go through things. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. All means all. In these times, someone else whose faith and someone else's testimony may not be there for you when you're going through things. So you need to have your own faith. You need to have your own hearing of the Holy Ghost. You need to have your own word. What word is speaking to your life right now for what you're going through? And if you don't have a word, then you need to ask the Holy Spirit, show me things to come. I need some direction in my life. And you're not going to get it just from out here. You're going to get it from in here. Not out here, in here. Now, I know the Holy Spirit will use people to speak. Hopefully, he's using this message to help you. He'll speak into your life. But don't live your life by what everybody else is speaking to you. Live your life by what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He is the guide on the inside, and he has something to say if you'll let him speak. Amen? So this gives us an advantage. The word says that Holy Spirit is our advantage. It gives us an advantage over the enemy, over circumstances, over every situation. It is a privilege that we house the Holy Spirit. It's a privilege. It's a privilege that God is living on the inside of us. Amen? So we need to be careful where we go and what we say and what we do while housing God on the inside. Amen? The Holy Spirit within us gives us that divine advantage. How many know you have an advantage in this world? We have benefits. I have benefits. I like benefits. Y'all like benefits? Benefits only come from the great comforter and the helper as we listen to him, we follow, and we obey, and then we reap the benefits from it. Jesus appeared to one of our fathers of faith, Dad Hagen, and said this. He said, if you'll learn to follow my spirit, I'll make you rich. He said, I'm not opposed to my people being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. So if rich means having a full supply, if I have a full supply, then that means I have more than enough. And if I can be rich financially, then I can be rich in every capacity of my life, right? He wants us to be rich in every way, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? It got quiet in this house. Y'all believe in being rich? I don't know about you, but I like being rich so that I could be a blessing. Amen? I want to be a blessing to people. You know, one of the things that was commented over this weekend was Reverend Melissa said, you gave away so much stuff, more stuff than I've seen a church of a 400-member give away. I said, because I love to give. I love to be a blessing. If I could, I would walk into the grocery store and find somebody every time that I could buy their groceries for. That's just my heart. That's my love language, but it's my heart. But it's the heart of God because he's a giver. He wants to be a He wants us to be a blessing. Amen? So why not? Well, I need a lot so that I can give a lot, right? Isn't that your heart? We want a lot so we can give a lot. Amen? So we can be a blessing because it's a testimony of God's goodness and of his grace. I'm so thankful for that. So he says, notice, he said, if you learn to follow my spirit, follow my spirit, the blessings will come. The blessings are connected to how well we know and how well we follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen? How well we know. So one pastor said, I told you that already. Okay, so I've got too much here. I can't really go over it. We're like 8 o'clock already. Okay. I'm trying to figure out where I want to stop. Praise the Lord. Is this helping y'all? To live in the Spirit means to be mindful of the Spirit and to listen and follow what he communicates to us and through us. John 16:13-14 and 15 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is the truth-giving Spirit, he's a truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide us into all truth, for he will speak not his own message. He will not speak his own message in his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come. Aren't you thankful for that? He's going to announce things to come. We don't have to wander through life trying to figure things out. Praise God. I'm so thankful for that. How many use your GPS? Okay, are you like me? Do you just start your GPS and go? Or why are you laughing at me? Or do you look at it ahead of time? When I turn my GPS on, I make it small so that I can see where I'm going, my destination. You have to look at the destination. Do y'all do that? How many women do that? Okay. How many men do it? Levi, all right. I like to know where I'm going. I have to see the end result. I need to see my destination. I wouldn't admit that if I were you, because you need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Anyway, so, yeah, well, that's a whole nother sermon, y'all, because, well, okay. Anyways, the Holy Ghost wants to speak through your wives. The Holy Ghost wants to speak through your wives, too, and there has to be a willingness to hear. But anyways, praise the Lord. So, how many, when you fly, you look at the flight thingy and you see where you're going? You guys do that, right? And you get on their leg several times to see how much further you got to go. Like this much more, this much more. I do that all the time. But you know what? I think that's the way it is. Like when we're following the Holy Ghost GPS, it's like our spiritual GPS knows where to go. He knows where we're going. He sees ahead. He knows the end from the beginning. So I love that because I can trust that. For me, it gives me hope. If I'm on a plane and there's a lot of bumpiness, and I'm like, okay, I see myself getting off this plane. I see myself getting to my destination. I see myself seeing my friends on the other side. It gives me a place to go in my heart. You know what I'm saying? And so it's the same when we hear the voice of the Spirit, it gives us a place to go in our spirit. It shows us He's got this. He knows what's ahead of you. He knows the plans that He has for you. And they're good plans. They're filled with hope. There's a good future for us. Amen. You all know the scripture. But sometimes we need encouragement. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to encourage us, to give us that guidance on the inside. So I want to encourage you in closing. Please, when you get up in the morning, who was it? Is it Benny Hinn that says, he wrote a book, it says, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." He gets out of his bed in the morning and starts talking to God right away. I have a friend that I travel with that we were encouraged last week when we were at the Copeland's meetings. We were singing. They were encouraging us, when you get out of bed in the morning, start dancing. All of us have some issues, you know, that we're dealing with, some circumstances. Get out of bed in the morning and just start celebrating God and start talking to the Holy Spirit right then. Holy Spirit, You're in charge of my life. What do You have to say today? I'm dancing. I'm celebrating the victory that I have in Christ. Amen? You're free. I can tell you're free. I see a difference on your face. Praise God. But it's a good place for us to be. Sometimes you've got to get your flesh in gear. You got to arrest your flesh and say, you know what? You will rejoice. And again, I say you will rejoice. And you got to get up and start doing something and saying something. Amen?